That was good. Coming back to the chorus might be a good idea, too, and then end it from there.
I like the keyboards on the end of that, because the song builds up, the horns get really loud at the end.
By the end, you're like keyboards, guitar, and horns going. So.
And then at the end, it's like, whoa, you got more!
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Sort of.
It's rough.
That's what I get.
Great suggestion, though, Larry.
So
that sounds really awesome.
So we're going to need to find a way to close it. Okay. Because it's a fade out.
Except it's Stevie Wonder, so we can go for 17 minutes. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's still got to
hit. Yeah, you're right.
As long as we go together and end together.
So we could do like a jam session, like go for 8 bars or something there, and then come back into the chorus, and then just at the end of... You know, superstition ain't the way. Down, 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 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Or we could end at the end of the chorus, or it would be.
Except we want that.
But a sharp cutoff.
All right, again. Let's see what happens. So we got it down there. Go again.
Is my guitar too much? Or is that the right amount?
I like it more punchy.
Yeah, and you really gotta do that.
Too much. You need to pinch it instead of muting.
Yeah.
You need to. Because you're muting those notes.
And you really have to hit the open E.
You want that?
Edgier. It's like ZZ Top does Stevie Wonder.